hope for the Pirates. Of course, it's 32 minutes, and you play this game in the tournament. The reason it's played, it's not because what comes on paper. Just because Buena Vista on paper plays all these tough teams doesn't mean that they're not might come in and have a bad shooting night. Doesn't mean that Harbor Beach's tenacious, fast, and furious defensive, as I like to call it, won't get in the space and shut them down, because it'll be very interesting to see what happens. So that brings you up to date on them. Harbor Beach, to let you know, they were in the running for the Greater Thumb East Championship. They lost the game at home to Sandusky, took them out of it. Turned around, played the opening round on that Monday against Sandusky, and came out with a big statement that said they're going to come back and they're going to try to be defending district champs. They went on again to play Wednesday night against Ubley, a rival that you know all about there. They had split with them in the regular season, and they handedly took care of Ubley there, and their guard play that night, actually their whole team play, but their guard play was very good that night. They were up in the grill of Ubley ball handlers. They couldn't get it into their big guys, Marshall Leiprant, Josh White, Len Nowicki. And then against USA, we saw a fast-tempoed game, but it was a slow-paced game, if that makes sense. You know, they got the ball, they got it up the court, but they were choosy about what they want. They actually got down by 7. They come back by 7 in the final quarter. USA had a chance to put the game out of reach with, I believe they went to the free throw line 11 times in the fourth quarter and only made 4 of those. So right there. And there was only 14 shooting fouls all night. And on that shooting fouls, the USA Patriots went for, I believe I've got that here, they went for 6 for 14 on the whole night. Harbor Beach made it to the free throw line twice, and that was only in the second half. There was no shooting fouls or anything called in the first half. So Harbor Beach made it. They made it in here. They rode the back of their freshman, Eli Kraft. He made some clutch, a clutch free throw down the stretch to make that win 39-38 with 1.7 on the court. Half-court shot by Jay Collin was up, but it was no good. And here's Harbor Beach. They're back into the next round of the big dance. And they're looking for a little bit of revenge here because, like I said in the opening quarter, opening half here, Eric, they lost to him 81-65. So there's kids on this team in the likes of Scott Krakowicz, Sean Sorensen, Aaron Ginther, Jason Hansen, Doug Blooms, Kyle Blooms, Ryan Maurer, Dustin Mazur, Jordan Blooms, Andrew Seaman, Tom Southern, and Kevin Kraft. They were on that team last year or were a part of it if they were in the JV program. They know what they saw down in New Haven when they played them. They watched them beat Sanford Meridian or partake in beating them in the first round. So they're familiar with what they're going to get and what Buena Vista brings here. So the intimidation factor is not there like you normally see.
Right, really. Coach Rule has got to be looking at this game and really looking to see what his players are made of. They are a pretty steep underdog against this Buena Vista team, and this is where you look for your players to really come up when you are the underdog, and if they're going to come out hard or they're just going to give up and listen to everybody else.
I don't think so. You know, and like I said, I've had a chance to see them. We've covered them several times this year. I think what you're going to see here, Eric, is that Harbor Beach is going to come out. They've been undersized all year long, but they have done a great job being scrappy underneath. They get the boards, they get the long rebounds, and they do a real good job of boxing out the guard players from the other teams and getting those long rebounds. And when they get it, they push it, and they can see the courts real well. Scott Krakowicz and Eli Kraft and Sean Sorensen, who mostly bring the ball up, see the court real well, and they can find the open man. And if you don't see them, they're up the court. So Buena Vista is going to have to be on their toes in that aspect and keep track of what's going on with the Harbor Beach players. So, and Harbor Beach can get up. They can box out. They've got some jump. Of course, Buena Vista, by far, is taller than them. They come in with a player of 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", 6'1". Starting good, George Goodman is 5'9", and that's all you ever hear about Buena Vista is George Goodman, George Goodman, George Goodman, and he was leading the state with 532 points for the season, but he's lost that to a gentleman from Northern Muskegon now who's ahead of him in scoring. So, but he comes in averaging 29 points per game, so that tells you he's no slouch. But according to Coach Brinkman, when I talked with him this morning, he told me that a lot of times teams will try to double up him, and they do that, and then they have the likes of Mr. Malachi Houston, who steps up for him, and Elvis McGee, who's averaging 9.5 points and 10 assists a game. Both those guys can step up and shoot the ball anytime. So
yeah, really, the Harbor Beach is by far going to have to come out and make a statement in the first quarter. They're not going to be able to come and screw around and try and get the pace. They need to come out and make a statement, telling this Buena Vista team that they are here to play and not screw around.
So what I'm going to do here, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, We will give you a little history. There's a little bit of connection here between the Buena Vista Knights and the Thumb area. So I'll give you a little history on that when we come back. We'll also have the starting lineups for you, and we'll have the keys to the game. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed. Is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family? Or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have? If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yond, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
The time has come to upgrade your phone. Stop into Thumb Cellular and try out the LG Axis smartphone, powered by Android, now only $59. Check out all the features. Snap photos on the fly with a 3.2 megapixel digital camera with flash. Listen to your favorite music on the MP3 player. Text with ease while using the QWERTY keyboard. Surf the web like a pro with the HTML browser with 3G speed. Get apps from the Android Marketplace. Find your way using Google Maps with GPS. Plus, the LG Axis has Wi-Fi. It's time to organize your life with the LG Axis Android smartphone. And it's only $59 at Thumb Cellular. Stop into the location nearest you in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply. Now through March 31st, get the LG Axis smartphone for only $59 from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Reese High School. Sue Schrader, Eric Iden, you're listening to Cruise 102 out of Bad Axe. You're listening to regional action here. We're just waiting for the teams to finish up with their pregame warm-ups, and then we'll have the starting lineups. They'll have the national anthem. Meanwhile, we just want to give you that connection. There's a little bit of history connection here, Eric, between the Thumb area and the Buena Vista Knights, and in the fact that Austin Brinkman, the head coach for the Scarlet Knights, is a 1996 Owen Gage High School graduate. He's the son of Jim and Jean Brinkman, who attend most of his games. They are here tonight. He went on after high school to attend Lake Superior State University. He played a little bit of ball up there. Then he was involved in an accident. He had to drop out of college for a little bit. But he went on then to Ferris, where he got his degree. And then he got his master's in 2008 from the Saginaw Valley State University in Education Administration. He's been with the Scarlet Knights High School and basketball program for 10 years. He's in the AD and teacher position. His wife, Heather, is a Kelly from 1993 class of Cass City. So there's a little bit of history there. Also, two of his assistants, Mark Mills and David Richmond, were on the basketball team in 2004 and 2006 when Coach Brinkman and his then head coach took him on to win state championships.